Good morning, everyone. I'm speaking from the side wing today instead of moving. My name's Heather. Most of you know me. You're up here running around with the kids all over the place. But anyways, opening today, a lot of us are going through so many things. I mean, it's just so normal in life, from small things to big things. Dealing with your kids, job stuff, health things, there's a lot. And we're walking around with so much that we're dealing with and still trying to smile. but one day at Girls Club, we were worshiping, and sometimes the Lord gives me little poems or words or visions, and I got one. I'd call it Face to Face. One day, face to face we will be, our faces close, our foreheads touch. Our breath, the breath of God, tangles with mine. Our palms pressed together like a hand against a window pane. So close that I will feel your heartbeat and you will feel mine. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense what's going on, but in the end it all will. But funny thing is, I'm not super savvy on verses and my memory. I don't remember things. I have to look them back up a lot of times. But my mom mentioned to me that there was a verse that tied in, and it was just so perfect because I pictured myself like actually leaned against a mirror that was fogging up and really having God like on the other side of that until you really are face to face with him. And the verse was 1 Corinthians 13:12, and it just tied straight into this. For now we see but a faint reflection of riddles and mysteries as though reflected in a mirror, but one day we will see face to face. My understanding is incomplete now, but one day I will understand everything, just as everything about me has been fully understood. Worship with us today. Thank you.
God, we just surrender to you this morning. This is all for you. This worship, these music, our hearts are towards you this morning, Lord. Just pour out your spirit here. Bless this time. Fill this room up with the people that you want it to be filled up with. And have your hand.
Call you Savior with nail-scarred hands. You will be my son in the morning light, bringing redemption to my dark night. Beautiful surrender is where I want. Locked into your arms for all eternity. Come and take my hand. You can lead me where you please. That beautiful surrender is chasing.
I surrender all my heart.
Bring your worry, grief, and pain. Every cause you have for shame, lay it all down. Lay it all down. When your cares have buried you, and there's nothing left to do, lay it all down. Lay it all down at the feet of Jesus. At the feet of Jesus.
But your heart was tired. Feel the worst and felt the fire.
Lay it all down. Lay it all down.
Filled with all those anxious thoughts, all your doubts become your guide.
Lay it all down. Lay it all down.
Down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down, lay it all down.
at your feet. Oh, we lay it down, we lay it down. Oh, Jesus. Lay it down at your feet. We leave it there at your feet. We lay it down at your feet. We leave it there at your feet. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
So many things that we have, like I said in the beginning, and I was, you know, praying right now just about it, and Jesus just gave me a picture. He wants us to be like little children, and just picture when kids come in the house after school, they drop everything and they run and play. You just need to do that. Whatever you're holding on to, stop holding on to it. Drop it and go play. Be like little children. Let Jesus deal with it. You don't need to hang on to it any longer, whatever it is, small, big. Give it all to him. Let him handle it and go play.
Give it all, we give it all to you. Oh, Jesus.
You know, you'll notice that in the Psalms, there's a little Selah. In our worship, you can notice there's a little pause here. A Selah. A Selah moment, we call it. And it gives you time to really reflect on what God's calling us to do right at this moment. To release to Him, you know, like Heather said, to release to Him whatever you're holding on to. I think, you know, for me, it's fear. Fear's a big one. You know, it's always coming against you. Try to hold you back. Try to stop you from doing things. So lay it at the feet of Jesus this morning. Family situations, finances. You know, take this moment. Take this little moment. We don't have to know what it is, you know. It's between you and God. So we just ask you to just lay it at the feet of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this pause. Holy Spirit, we thank you for drawing our attention in our hearts to the things that we really need to lay at your feet. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we're in a safe place, a place where we can just be free and let go of that.
None like you, Lord.
You're so good, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. Oh, you're so good. Always good. Oh, you're so good.
You are a rock. We stand on you.
Yes.
Did you feel the mountains tremble? You hear the oceans roar? Jesus Christ, the risen one, yeah. Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? Yeah. When the lost began to sing, Jesus Christ, the saving one. Hey!
Songs that bring your joy.
there's an open heaven. Hallelujah. An open heaven. Woo. The veil's been rent, folks. The veil's been rent to open heaven, never to be closed again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Never to be closed again. Your prayers are heard. Your prayers are heard this morning. Anybody, how many have been praying for something this morning? Come on. Who's been praying? They've been heard. Don't ever believe, you know, that the heavens are like brass, okay? Don't believe that. Don't believe that, okay? The heavens are open. Jesus opened the heavens so that your prayers can be heard, that your praise can be heard this morning. Oh, that we could dance on injustice. How many know there's tons of injustice out there? Woo! Anybody ever tried dancing on it? I know it seems foolish. It seems foolish to dance upon injustice, doesn't it? But I'm a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool for Jesus, folks, you know? I'm a Jesus freak, fool, whatever you want to call me, man. Ooh. And I know in the spiritual realm, hallelujah, you were talking about in the spiritual realm, something happens. Something shifts. Something changed. Something is righted. Oh, come on. We're believers, folks. We're called to believe the impossible. Believe. We live in impossible situations in the world, don't we? Have you noticed lately? Woo! Oh, you want to do it again, don't you? You want to do it again. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. I'm almost tempted to do that again, except it might hurt me. Don't make me do it. All right.